Sachdrucks Uktin Peri Gimel Mishne Gimel. Niblus Behema Temeya Bechol Mokoim, the carcass of a dead Behema in any place. Beniblus Oifa Torah Bikfor, and the carcass of a kosher dead bird in the villages. These are things which are not normally eaten. It's not really fit for regular human consumption. So therefore, in order to render it in Oichel Tzricha Machshava, it needs a machshava, but once the machshava is there, that it's considered a food, ve'in tzrich and hechsher, it doesn't have to come in contact with water because it has its own internal tumah that kicks in and makes it tummy. Nivlas behemet tahir v'chol makoyim, the nevela of a behemet tahir in any place, v'nivlas oif hatohir, and the nevela of a kosher bird, v'chachelev, and the fat of a kosher animal, v'shvokim, in the marketplaces where there are many people over there, it's considered an oichel. So therefore, einan tzricha machshava, it doesn't need a special machshava to designate it into oichel. V'loy hechsha, it doesn't need hechsha because it has its own tumah mibifnim. Shimon Omer, Shimon says, af ha-gomel, a camel, v'ha-neves, and this is some type of rabbit, v'ha-shofan, also a type of rabbit, v'ha-chazir, and a pig. These things are also considered an oichel because many people eat them, and therefore they don't need a special machshava in order to render them an oichel. Mesechtas uktzin peri gimel mishnah dalet hasheves, which some interpret as dill, and dill, its whole purpose is to give flavor. So mishnosen tami b'kedera. If a person puts dill into a pot and cooks it with the soup or whatever type of food he's cooking it with and has already given off its flavor, so it is spent, and now it no longer contains any flavor, so therefore it's no longer considered an oichel. So now, even a zor, someone who's a non-kohen, if this dill was a dill of truma, now a zor may eat it because it no longer has any halacha of oichel, and therefore it's not susceptible to halachas of tuma once it is void of its flavor. These are the young sprouts of a service tree or garden cress of the leaves of the wild arum. These things are very bitter and therefore not normally eaten, but people do pickle it, they cook it with sweeteners, so therefore it is only considered an oichel once it's sweetened. The Mefarshim explained that these things are less considered an oichel because of their inherent bitterness, and therefore they need a maisa, they need an action in order to render them to be considered an oichel versus the previous Mishnayos where machshava was suffice. Shimon Oimer, afshal pakuris, kiyotze behen, the Mefarshim explained pakuris is some type of either melon, which is bitter, or it's a wild-grown gourd that's also bitter. It also has to be pickled and sweetened in order to be considered an oichel, and machshava will not be sufficed to render it an oichel.